USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt is urging young Americans to get vaccinated.
Whether you're a graduate, still in high school, in college, just out, or more than a little bit out, it's the most important thing you can do right now.
Slavitt also telling reporters that vaccines have led to a dramatic reduction in hospitalizations and deaths from the virus. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is calling for an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Cruz saying we can't discount the possibility of a lab leak.
We should not be satisfied, given that millions have died based on COVID-19, with having only circumstantial evidence.
Cruz continues by saying there is evidence that needs to be explored.
The State Department had two separate internal wires prior to the outbreak of the pandemic, raising serious concerns about the security protocols of that Wuhan Institute of Virology lab.
USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
President Biden is promoting the development of electric vehicles in the United States. Biden visiting a Ford electric vehicle facility in Michigan and noting that China has surpassed the United States in research and development. Tensions remain high in the Middle East.
The Israeli military hit Gaza with airstrikes on Monday, saying it was targeting the homes and infrastructure of Hamas. About 3,200 rockets have been fired from Gaza civilian areas at Israeli civilian areas since last Monday, though the Israeli military said many either had fallen short or been intercepted by the Iron Dome aerial defense system. Egypt and Qatar's efforts to broker a truce have stalled over two main points: Israel's insistence that Hamas must initiate the ceasefire, and then Hamas' insistence that any ceasefire must include the ending of Israel's provocations at a mosque in Jerusalem and a resolution of the Sheikh Jarrah eviction threat. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas reported zero deaths from COVID-19 on Sunday, just 2 months after Governor Greg Abbott drew heat from the White House for rolling back business restrictions and lifting the state's mask mandate. President Biden slamming Texas and Mississippi and accusing state officials of Neanderthal thinking. As far as if Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has received an apology from the White House?
I still have not yet received a phone call or an apology from the president for his mischaracterization of my actions. And some people said that I had issued a death warrant. And here's the difference. The people on the Democrat side, they want to push narratives, whereas what I was looking at was both math and science.
A controversial horse trainer will not be spending his summer in New York.
The trainer of Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has been suspended from entering horses and races in New York, including the upcoming Belmont Stakes. The New York Racing Association announced the temporary suspension for Bob Baffert while they investigated Medina Spirit's failed drug test following the Derby. Officials say they were also taking into account Baffert's five other violations in the last 13 months for impermissible medications found in his racehorses. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 153rd running of the Belmont Stakes set to take place June 4th. More news always can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.